Log Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. If that sound, that intro music sounded familiar, it's because it says from ABC, the channel that does not give equal time to people who have opposite positions on different subjects. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. And we have a special guest with us, someone that I think that by the title alone, you're going to really like what her program represents. We have Karen Siegman, president of Rage Against the Media Movement, online with us, and she is going to talk to us today about her program, her organization, how many members they have across the country, what they do, and how you can get involved. I'm sure we'll be able to talk about that. Karen, welcome so much to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
You're welcome. Listen, we know that there's been a lot going on. The old media is what I call them. They haven't been giving anyone equal time lately. It seems like a lot of the news is slanted toward one way or the other. And a lot of people across the board are angry. A lot of people are disconnecting their cables because they're just not getting information that they need, and they're paying a lot of money for that, and they're tired of it. When Noel, who is our Arizona reporter for Breaking News Journal, told us about you, I said we need to have her on the program. And he was really excited about who you are and what you're doing and how you operate. So it's a pleasure having you on. So get started. How'd you get started, and you know, and what are you guys doing?
Well, for many years I've been all too aware, as I think many of us conservatives are, that the media that most Americans rely on for the news paints a picture of reality that is just not based in fact. Think about the 2007-2008 election, how they anointed the junior senator from Illinois, Barack Obama. They just absolutely fell in love with him and would do anything they could to advance his cause, to promote him, to advocate for him. They never looked into his background. They did not treat him in any way the same as they had John McCain, and certainly not how they treated vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin. They completely gave him a pass. And that's just one major example. So many topics that aren't even overtly political, things like global warming, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows global warming is killing the planet, and it's all our fault, right? The media has completely bought into this. Why? Because it helps their green agenda and so on and so forth. So these kinds of things are being reported on falsely by the media, creating a narrative that is just patently untrue. And what we saw last year during the, quote, Arab Spring, when Middle Eastern country after Middle Eastern country was rising up in revolt, and our media embraced this as if, you know, all these students, downtrodden students in these countries, were rising up for Jeffersonian democracy. That was completely ridiculous. That was absolutely not what was happening at all, and those of us who pay attention to international relations knew that this was no such thing. Mm-hmm. And so paying attention, you realize how much you're being lied to and lied to and lied to. And what really got me to start this organization, a number of us, in fact, was when our ambassador and the three others were killed in Libya. as a direct result of this bogus Arab Spring. And then the president and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton lied about
yeah,
it.
No
I,
doubt.
And this was just unbelievable to me. And what happened about a week later, when I was still in a frenzy over the fact that our ambassador was killed and our president did nothing to support him in the weeks, days, and hours before and then during this massacre, despite all these requests for assistance, I had dinner with a good friend of mine who works in media, and she's, you know, so Karen, how are you doing? I said, I'm awful. I'm completely freaking out about what happened in Libya. And she said, and this is an educated person, Ivy League and everything, she said, I know. Can you believe those guys made that video?
What the heck?
She, exactly. And that's when I realized the damage that is so pervasive that the media does by telling these lies that informed people who believe they're informed. She believes she's informed. She goes home, she watches the news, or she goes online to NBC.com or ABC, right? May spend all day Sunday plowing her way through the New York Times. She's not deliberately ignorant. She's
But they're giving her ignorant information. See, what's happening,
exactly.
What a lot of people don't realize is people like George Soros is funding a lot of, he has money going through all kinds of sources to make sure that they're getting, the media is getting the information that they want to get out and not the other side. That is
exactly.
What's really happening here.
Exactly. And so people, you know, some people, low information voters, okay, there's some people who just don't pay any attention. But when people who do try to pay attention, they're being deliberately misinformed, as you say.
Or
there
shut
are people
down.
Who have it as their business to make sure that Americans are fed a pack of lies, or other things are being completely kept from them, like the truth about Benghazi.
Absolutely.
Or another example is the Kermit Gosnell trial. Right? No mainstream media covered this trial. It had all the elements of great TV. It had all the elements of great drama. It had babies. It had death. It had gore. It had violence. It had tragedy of an unfathomable kind. Tragedy that's still just unbearably heartbreaking. Tragedy that would be normally picked up by, you know, Law and Order episodes because it's so heartbreaking. But everyone ignored it because if you were made to see the Kermit Gosnell trial, you would have to draw a different conclusion about abortion. You would have to. They knew that the Kermit Gosnell trial was not only about the Kermit Gosnell trial. They knew that to show the Kermit Gosnell trial would mean that there would be a groundswell of outrage at abortion generally. And they deliberately, with malice aforethought, kept that trial from the American people.
Wow.
That's an outrage. That is
an
outrage.
Is there any information on that you can get to me?
On the Kermit Gosnell trial? Absolutely.
Yes.
I will... Absolutely. I mean, while this was happening, it was jaw-droppingly horrendous. And I scoured day after day after day after day mainstream media, and they covered nothing.
Nothing.
And I think one of them said, yeah, we chose to not cover it. Well, of course they chose to not cover it. Of course they chose to not cover it. But this is something where, you know, people say, well, maybe they're a little biased or they get something wrong. Or it's, you know, they're just ignorant or something, the people in the newsroom. The Kermit Gosnell trial showed me that none of those is the point. The point is they are aware of the news and they deliberately handpick what to tell us and what not to tell us. And that's
absolutely
why Rage Against the Media's app is completely nonpartisan. Why? Because we
absolutely
believe that being lied to is unacceptable. We believe that we, the people, in order to govern ourselves, need the best information possible, and our news sources aren't giving it to us. They
are choosing for us
what we need to know and letting the rest go.
Absolutely. Well, see, Karen, I'm glad that you said that, because that's why, you know, I don't know if Noel explained to you that I was the first 2008 presidential candidate before Obama, Hillary, or McCain. But when I was traveling across the country, I found that people were very angry because they didn't know the candidates that were running for office, because Fox included and all the rest of them, they only picked a few people that they wanted to follow or get behind. And people were angry and they were outraged about what was really going on. And this is the kind of thing that's why I started Breaking News Journal, because everywhere I went, people were like, how come I don't know about you? How come you're not on Fox News? How come you're not this and that and the other? Well, I debuted my candidacy on Bill O'Reilly's show. And
No kidding.
And I ran rings around him, and he had more calls from his audience in one night than he does in a whole week.
Oh, my goodness.
And I never was on his show again.
No.
Never. So that's one of the things that informed me that these guys don't want to know the truth. They don't want to help the people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this is where we have to get to. That's the reason why we started it. So I want to be able to be, we want Breaking News Journal to be an outlet that people can come to get their voices heard and talk about the issues at hand.
It's a great title, and I had no idea of that, and that is horrifying. And thank goodness for the internet that you have a medium for doing exactly what you're trying to do. So I applaud you for that and for your candidacy.
I applaud you. I applaud you because I want to hear more about what you guys have done, because I understand you guys went out across the country. How many members do you have? Is it 7,000?
Well, we do. Actually, we just hit 7,000 on our Facebook group page.
Okay.
We just hit 7,000. That's our Facebook group, and we try to be – we're very focused on the page. We're not a political page. We're not pro this or anti that. We are about media bias, and we are about getting the truth out of, in general, stories that aren't being covered but that are of national interest. Benghazi in particular,
exactly. My heart is there too. I really think that the president, you know, in my opinion, would be almost hung, for being a criminal, not exposing that. And the ambassador to the UN or whatever that place is supposed to be called at the UN, whatever her position is, and Secretary of State.
Absolutely.
All of these powers, they should definitely be up on charges. I don't understand that kind of thing happening and them being able to get away with it. And if you were looking at any notes, now one of the things we don't do is that we don't call those people mainstream media. They are old media now. They are useless media now. And so we're trying to get people away from calling them mainstream media, because as long as they call them mainstream media, they're going to think that they can overpower everybody else, and we don't want them to think that they even have a leg to stand on.
Well, that's a great point. We should not give them the credibility that term gives them. Unfortunately, though, most people do depend on them for their news, and we do have to work very hard to pull people away from them.
Well, you do know, you are aware that there is 2.3 trillion people that are planning to pull their cable next year.
2.3 trillion
around the world. I know I've cut my cable. I cut my cable about 4 months ago, and almost everybody I know has cut their cable.
Huh.
So either there's a trend going on, and that, I don't know if you're aware of it, but even Chris Matthews on MSNBC is begging his viewers to watch him because they're cutting his hours because he got so angry at the president that he just belittled him, and now all of a sudden he's getting ready to lose his main hour, which is the 5 o'clock hour Pacific Standard Time, and now they're giving it to Ed Schultz, and he's begging his people to stick around to when he comes on. What's your bet he's going to be off the air because he went against the president?
Well, Chris, we'll see.
Yeah, well, they're moving him, and he's scared. He's scared. For the first time, I've never seen him so scared. And I think that they're saying that Sean Hannity is going to be one of the next big ones that's going to end up going. And so there's a lot going on now, and I'm just keeping an eye on it. But that's I didn't know if you were aware of any of that.
I know people are very upset about Al Jazeera, which just launched yesterday. That's Al Gore's sellout to Big Oil for $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's all going to play out. I know a lot of people talk about boycotting.
Mm.
A lot of them simply don't care. But certainly cutting cable is a good idea. Calling your cable company is a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely one thing we can do about.
Well, you're paying for trash. Your children are watching trash that you're paying for, and that's not only the news but all the other stuff, the MTVs, the VH1s, all the things that are showing all these perverted things that our kids are watching. That's one of the reasons why people are pulling it too. It's not only the news but all the other perverted stuff. Just before Valentine's Day, I'm just going to give you this little story, and then I'm going to let you continue on because you still got time. Yeah, but just before Valentine's Day, there was a thing on MTV. I don't know if you ever heard of this program called Catfish, but a lot of young people in college and stuff like that like to watch it. And it's about dating and people finding people online and some of the perverted stuff that they're doing. Anyway, I was watching this commercial on Valentine's Day, and if you know anything about Love Boat, that's before Noel's time. But in Love Boat, they were playing the theme of Love Boat, and then they were showing all these perverted things like Snooki and her boyfriend. And then at the last clip was a dolphin gyrating on this boy, and his legs were wide open.
Oh, my.
And that was when I turned. I said, "This is it. It's got to go. I'm not paying for this trash."
Right, right. And it really is. There's a new show now, Summer Camp, that has forever tainted my view of sweet, innocent summer camp. It's just all sex, at least judging by the ads. I don't know, what the rest of it actually looks like.
Right, right.
Maybe I should watch it. No, I just cannot bring myself to watch it. But summer camp should be, something that we think of
our children. Just for yes,
for the children. And this is absolutely not that. It's a bunch of randy 20-somethings going off and having, it appears to be, sex with one another. And
They're dumbing down our kids. They're making our kids just getting into all kinds of things, and all kinds of things are going to start happening. Not only the sexual perversion, but the diseases, abortions, all these things. It seems like that they don't even care, and the president surely doesn't care. Or anybody in his camp doesn't care. Affecting the education with what you guys are getting ready to do and what you're doing. Are you guys aware of what's going on with the Common Core and what they're doing? I just got a call last night about the fact that they're already telling kids that three times three is not nine, but if they want to give a good explanation, they'll get a good grade if they say 11.
I've been following that, too, and I am an educator. I have a PhD in education and American culture, and I was for many, many, many years, a math teacher.
Okay.
And I find that horrifying. Do we need to encourage students? Yes. Do we need to deal with their fear of math? Absolutely. But math is one of the few places where something is right or wrong.
Wrong and right.
And no explanation will make 3 times 3 be anything other than 9. You
yeah,
can
absolutely.
give there's just no room for mealy-mouthing about it. There's no gray area there. It is mm-hmm. what it is, and that's and there's only one explanation for it, and no other explanation will be.
Absolutely, absolutely. How do you feel about what's happening in Chicago with the fact that they're closing 49 schools? They've fired 1,000 teachers. Now Detroit, Michigan, I just heard yesterday, is also on the brink of collapsing their education department. And I know that they're going to send these kids into workforce education, any kind of government-funded education and stuff like that. How would Rage Against the Media handle something like that? Of course, you always have breaking news journal. That's something that you want to get out or something like that. But how would you guys handle something like that?
Well, what we really try to do is about that. Those are horrific things going on. Mm-hmm. Is when the media does not cover these things, as they don't. What mm-hmm. we do, we run something called Facebook Flash Mobs, and what we do is at a specific time, let's say 4 o'clock today,
mm-hmm.
we'll spend 15 minutes. Swarming all over NBC with the truth about for example, what's happening in the schools, or Benghazi, or Hillary Clinton, or Second Amendment, truth about Second Amendment issues, you know, all kinds of things, inner city violence. And so for 15 minutes we'll go on NBC, and then 15 minutes we'll go on ABC, 15 minutes we'll go on CBS, 15 CNN, 15 New York Times, and
good
then we'll wrap
job.
Up on the Huffington Post. And what we wind up with is we completely take over a number of threads on their Facebook page and let their normal readers see that there is a side of reality that they are not being made aware of. And,
very good. That
and
is a
so
very good strategy.
It's really great because, you know, so a lot of people write letters to the editor and maybe they get published, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Or you message, you know, their editor and maybe they get published, maybe not.
Absolutely.
By doing these flash mobs, we let their regular readers be made aware that they're being lied to or are having had things hidden from them.
Mm-hmm,
so we we do that. We know that their administrators see what we're doing. We let
they can't
other
stop,
people.
Can they?
ABC has a very quick trigger finger as far as banning us, but our numbers are increasing and increasing. And if we can't post on their main page, we'll go to their local sites. So we do that.
Very smart.
Every day, a lot of us spend time on these mainstream sites,
mm-hmm.
every day, correcting, injecting truth, telling stories that need to be told, because their readers, like my friend who was appalled about this YouTube video,
mm-hmm.
their readers really just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't. And so
wow.
we get out there, and we are actually planning a number of Common Core flash mobs, get the truth out. Agenda 21 flash mobs. Things
go,
that
girl.
Are
you got it. You
being,
are right on
right?
target.
These are so important, and the media is aware of them. Of course they are, except they are choosing to not cover them. Why are they choosing to not cover them? I mean, that in itself tells you what the story is. If they're
Absolutely.
Choosing to not cover them, they know it's because people won't like it.
Absolutely.
Just like they didn't cover details about Obamacare, and we've had a number of Obamacare flash mobs. If they really thought Obamacare was a great thing, they would be talking about it. They would tell us all the great things in there, and they're not. If they thought Common Core was a great thing, they'd be telling us all these great things, and they're not. If they thought Agenda 21 was great, they'd be telling us, but they're not. And
but
all these
not.
Things are being shoved down our throats without them sharing information about it. And therefore, we've got to realize that they know that we won't want it.
Well, you know what? Since they think they have money behind us, I think, you know, we know that working together, we can get that, we can totally, you know, obliterate that kind of you know,
exactly.
that kind of senseless, you know, stuff. And that's, I mean, I think you're doing an excellent job. I think your strategy is just spot on in all on all counts. Now, you guys just got through doing something in Arizona and some other places across the country, right? What did you guys just get through doing?
Right. We just had, we're on your radar because Patty Masbrook had a protest in Arizona in Phoenix that was sort of a satellite protest of what we were doing, and we just are so thrilled that she took this upon herself. When we started this movement last September, October, we really thought that if we give a vehicle to people for coming out and protesting the media, that everybody would jump on it because it's so obviously awful. I went to CPAC in Washington in what, March or April, and every single speaker mentioned the mainstream media or the old media as being part of the problem. But nobody's taking action. We've got Media Research Center, awesome group, doing all kinds of great things, writing about it, studying great video, great books coming out of them, but no activism. AIM, accuracy in media, also no activism. So we figured if we would be the activist group and people would take action. Patty was amazing in getting people out there in Phoenix, and we're so thrilled she did this. She had it on the 17th because we here in Los Angeles had a huge rally here with a dozen speakers and live music, and it was just outstanding, and we thought somebody was going to pull one together in Chicago, wound up not happening. We're going to postpone that, and we have somebody organizing one in New York 2 months from now. So we, you know, the media, you mentioned Bill O'Reilly. O'Reilly, but Hannity more than O'Reilly. All of these talk show news people recognize how the media is just crushing us, and it's really time to fight back. And Rage Against the Media, as you can tell from our name, we're fighting back. And
that's
so,
I love the name. I think that was an excellent title to come up. Did you create that? Did you create that yourself?
It was in a conversation with a really good friend of mine, Michael Fell, who he's the one who came up with the name. So kudos to Mike Fell.
Kudos, Mike.
I think it is.
Go ahead, Noah. No, I'm sorry.
I've been silent because I'm working on others. I'm working on other things.
We understand.
But I remember what Karen was saying. Here in Phoenix, Patty had actually picked my brain on how to handle that Rage Against the Media, Against the Arizona Republic. You and I talked about that.
Right.
But the interesting thing is that I think what people need to know is what happened in L.A. I would have heard that Rage Against the Media was told to, what was it, to turn their music off so that the Muslims could pray?
We were at the end of the rally when we had our live music, we were asked by DHS to, you know, could we please turn the music down because there was a pro-Morsi gathering over on a street corner not far from us, not on the same premises, but down, but same block, but on the sidewalk. We had the permit for the lawn. We were asked to please, you know, turn the music down because they were praying, and what, we sort of disregarded the request. but it is interesting because, you know, it's two groups exercising their First Amendment right, and that's great. You know, that's our freedom of speech and their freedom to exercise their religion, and that's absolutely fine. And I don't have an issue with that. What really struck me, though, if you think about it, can you imagine DHS doing the same thing if it had been a group of Christians?
Never
praying,
happened.
Right?
It would never happen.
Or Jews, it would never happen. Or imagine a group of anti-abortion protesters praying for the souls of aborted children. It would never happen. So the only religion we're ever asked to accommodate is Islam. Otherwise, we are expected to hide our religion at every turn. No,
while they gain a lot of strength in our education system, you heard of the Gulen Institute? They're part of the Muslim group that are starting schools, government funded schools, where they're starting to have kids that are going into schools, you know, talk about Muslim names and dressing up in Muslim clothes and doing all these different
good
things.
Heavens.
Something they would never ever be tolerated for Christianity. We have lost our country, in my opinion, and we've got to get it back. You know, we are real in bad straits. We let it get this far, and I think we were all busy. See, their whole strategy was to keep us distracted. And we were distracted enough by working every day, taking our kids to daycare, doing all these different things. And now they have had our children for 13 years out of their lives, out of their formative years. And now they have totally destroyed their minds, and they're thinking that everything is okay and every kind of lifestyle is fine. You know, we have to really move, and we have to move fast.
Could not agree more.
Well, I think that what happened here in Arizona, you know, the Arizona Republic, you know, I was out there at the rally against Obama when he came to visit Phoenix. And, of course, the Arizona Republic reported some inaccuracies as if it was, as it happened was true, but it turned out not to be.
Right.
And, of course, I think that this, you know, the rage against the media, what is very interesting about the organization that I found was the fact that we need to take the liberal media to task.
Yep.
And some people are in positions where they can't do it because they have to work with them. I unfortunately, Ruth, you know, I'm in that position.
You're in that position.
Where I actually have to work with them because if we want to get the stuff that we want to do for the rescue and I need to get what I need for my business, I kind of have to stand back.
Right.
But there are so many inconsistencies with the liberal media. I mean, some of them have woken up. Some of them have kind of turned against the government and Obama and now writing, you know, some very attack pieces, but it took them this long to wake up to what was happening because they didn't get what they wanted.
Right.
Well, it took them that long because they were being smoothed by all the people that were around, and they were looking at it being in the who's who and the no. Just like here tomorrow they're having an event here by KXNT Radio. And they were talking about, oh, we're going to have all these black leaders and the who's who of black blah, 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 and this and that and the other. And I contacted them. I said, you know what? You guys are not having the who's who of nothing. I said, let me tell you something. I said, my husband and I have been on the front lines of race relations for over 30 years. I said, and all the people that you have on that panel, all they're doing is bloviating and talking about the same old stuff that they've been talking about for the last 30 years so that they can get paid as a speaker. I said, my husband and I are an interracial couple. I said, we're not going to tolerate that kind of stuff unless you can do whatever you want to do tomorrow. I said, but you need to know that you guys are just going to be talking about nonsense because nobody is going to be listening. Nobody is even interested in who you have there. So then they said, I didn't know. And I was like, well, I'll tell you. And I said, I'll send you some audio of some real interesting, important information like that, and you do whatever you want to do with it. I said, but if you want to have a good topic to talk about, I'll give you something important to talk about because we're on the grassroots dealing with these issues right now. So anyway, those are the kind of things that's been going on, that we have to be on alert as well, and we can combat as well as as often as we can. Listen, Karen, give some information on how people can reach you, and by the way, I think that my husband said that you are from Pacific Palisades.
I am.
Yes, he was excited. I happened to see his post, and it said, "I'm from Pacific Palisades too." And I was like, "What?" And so I was like, oh, "Okay, cool."
Oh, is that who on my
Professor
wall?
Professor White. Yeah, Professor White.
That's
is my
so
answer.
Funny. Yes, exactly. Oh, that's hilarious. Right, he was class of '67 at Pali. Absolutely,
yeah.
That is
absolutely
very funny.
Yeah, that is. Okay, Karen, I'm going to get back to business. Give everybody information you want them to have, and I will get this information over to you, and you can send it out to your members, because after it loads, I'll send you the embedded code, and I will, and you can send it out to whomever you'd like to send
Wonderful.
It out to and get
Thank
it on your
you.
Page. You're well, more than
Facebook
welcome.
Well, our Facebook page is Rage Against the Media. It's a closed group. That's how you can identify, because there's lots of them out there.
Okay.
Just ask to join, and we click everybody in. So join us that way. We are an activist page. We're not just, you know, stuff, you know, happily sending stuff around on Facebook. We are an activist page. We have a website, rageagainstthemedia.org, that we are in the process of updating. So if you go over there now, all the information is there, but we're revamping, you know, everything. So be
that
sure
means
to sign
have,
up for...
That means we'll just have to have you back on. So that's, I mean, that's
I
all there
would
is
love
to it, so.
Be back on.
Yeah, I hope
and
she
you
provides
can email
links
us
on this
at
website.
Media... Sorry?
I hope she provides links on this website to Cat Galaxy and Breaking News Journal, because we're you know, Ruth, we're not going to be targeted by them.
Well, you
know, we're all on the same side here.
Yeah.
And you can email us at mediarage2012@gmail.com. But Facebook and through the website are best, and be sure to sign up to be on our mailing list, and we'll be revamping that as well. So we have lots of initiatives coming up about targeting, holding individual journalists accountable for what they say. So we'll be doing a lot of that. And what we're really interested in is getting together, empowering citizen activists.
Yes.
And,
yes,
and that's
yes,
what
yes.
we try to do. So
absolutely.
Find us on
well,
Facebook,
you are doing
email. Thanks.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish up. Go ahead. Finish up. I'll say something later.
Find us on Facebook, email us, or find our website, and we will help you fight back.
Absolutely. I think this is an absolutely great, great, great program. Everybody, Rage Against the Media. Do as she says to get involved. If this is the time now. I mean, flash mobs, you got it going on, girlfriend. So I really... I'm really glad that you came on, Karen, and we will have you on Breaking News Journal on air again. And if you have anything that you, any kind of story or something that you need posted on Breaking News Journal, Noel is always there. He's always posting everything. If it's not posting on
Excellent.
Cat, he's talking about what's going on. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do, is make sure that everybody has, we're called the town square of new media, so that we can make sure that all of us are connected together.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. You have a blessed day now. And you too, Noel. I'll talk to you guys later.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Ruth.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Come rain, come shine. I meet you, and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous, tell you that you're wonderful again. 'Cause I've got you under my skin, and I love you under my skin.